Scott Pelley, Douglas Edwards, Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, Bob Schieffer, Katie Couric. This is a heady moment for you.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a great honor, of course, to work with the men and women of CBS News all around the world. And it is something that I never expected to happen. I never expected my name to be placed in that same list. But it's a distinction that you have to earn. And so I'm eager to get started on the evening news and start earning the trust of the audience. We'll see how well they like me. I hope we have a great relationship for a long, long time.
Your experience on 60 Minutes, how will that change or modify or somehow influence your approach on the evening news?
Well, you know, Rich, we get a lot of mail after every 60 Minutes broadcast. The audience says, I didn't know that. You told me something I didn't know. I've been following this story all week long, and because of the original reporting and the unique insight of 60 Minutes, I've learned something new. Your broadcast was worth my time. Well, that's exactly what I want to bring over to the evening news. I want to take the original reporting and the unique insight of all of our CBS News correspondents around the world, push that to the front of the broadcast so that the audience at the end of the broadcast says to themselves, that was worth my time. It was a good investment.
In an age of internet news, instant information, what is the value of the CBS Evening News?
Well, the value of the CBS Evening News is in our great correspondents and reporters across the globe. I mean, we're talking about Bob Schieffer, Lara Logan, David Martin at the Pentagon, and Mark Phillips in London, and all of these terrific guys who are experts in their fields, have been working in these areas for decades. Our idea is to take all of that expertise, push it up to the front of the broadcast, and let those guys break news, and make our broadcast the hard news destination for the American audience every weeknight.
You are not only the anchor of the CBS Evening News, but also the managing editor. What does that mean?
That's a great question. You've hit it right on the head. The anchoring part at the end of the day, if you ask me, is the least important part. It's the most visible part. But what's important is that managing editor job coming in first thing in the morning, working with the correspondents and producers, figuring out what we're going to cover, how we're going to cover it, and then as the day goes on, working on those scripts to make sure that the broadcast is concise and very clear. If you get the first 10 hours of the day right, the last half hour tends to work out pretty well. And that's what my job is.
Who are your influences? If there's a pantheon of heroes in your life, who are they? To whom do you look up?
Wow, what a great question. Dan Rather was a great mentor of mine. Bob Schieffer has been and continues to be a great teacher of mine throughout this whole period. I read a lot of biography, and I'm inspired by many people. I'm very inspired by the story of Nelson Mandela, very inspired by the rhetoric and the speeches of Winston Churchill, for example. I love history, and I read a great deal of it. But at CBS News, there's a lot of history here, and when you think of people like Murrow, Collingwood, and all the way up through Rather and company, you really have the best examples of the traditions of journalism, which are what we intend to follow going forward.
I can remember coming home from high school and having Walter Cronkite tell me that John F. Kennedy was dead.
Of course.
I can remember looking at the television set, Walter Cronkite talking about a man taking the first step on the moon. There are going to be moments. I guess you must be thinking there will be moments in your future that will be not unlike those moments.
Well, there may be. I hope they're great moments of triumph, like putting a man on the moon. But there'll be very important stories that we cover all around the world. You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, Rich, but this radio studio that you and I are sitting in right now is where the Cronkite set was. And so those moments in history that you just described took place right here where we're sitting. And that's just part of the great, rich tradition of CBS News.
You know, we are a New York radio station, and doing the news from New York has advantages, maybe disadvantages. You know, there's the old New Yorker cartoon about the New Yorker's perspective on the country, which is, you know, very foreshortened when you're looking out toward California.
Not much past the Hudson River in that old cartoon.
Do you have to struggle against that, or is being in New York a great advantage?
Well, being in New York is a great advantage because this is the intersection of the world. It is the capital of the world, if you will. But, you know, we have bureaus all around the world, and that's what's important about CBS News. We have experts in Europe, experts in Africa, experts all over the United States. So every morning when we all get together, as we do as a news division, and start talking to each other, we ask our people in Los Angeles, you know, what have you got? What's important out there? We ask our people in San Francisco, what's important out there? And we go all around the world, talk to all of the bureaus, and try to bring a broadcast to the audience at the end of the day that looks everywhere in the world for the most important stories.
What about going out to the scene of a major story? You know, there's a fine line between promotion and showmanship and actual reporting. Maybe part of that question is, do you prefer reporting to anchoring?
Well, I almost can't answer that question. I've never been an anchor before. I don't know if I prefer it. This is the first broadcast I have ever anchored in my life on a regular basis. I've always been a street reporter. So to get to the heart of your question, Rich, we're going to take the evening news to big stories all around the world. And the reason we're going to do that is that I hope that I will be able to add some reporting to the great work that our correspondents are already doing in the field.
In your heart of hearts, as you sit in front of the camera for the very first broadcast, I mean, being the anchor of the CBS Evening News, if you were a politician, this would be tantamount to being elected president of the United States. I mean, do you feel that that sense of anticipation, the sense of this is just an amazing moment?
Well, it's a great honor for me. I hope the audience finds it satisfactory, but it's a great honor for me, of course. And so, yes, there is a lot of that feeling. You know, my son, my 19-year-old son, asked me, gee, Dad, can we come watch the first broadcast? And I said, you know, son, don't come to the first broadcast. Come to the 100th broadcast, because by then I will have really hit my stride and started to figure it out. So we'll see how well it goes. But I have got an amazing group of people behind me. Dave Letterman asked me the other day if I was nervous, and the answer is no, because the people who work on this broadcast have been working on this broadcast for 10, 20, 30 years. And how can you go wrong with people like that working with you?
Is there something about Texas?
There must be. You know, you think about the Texas anchormen at CBS, and you've got Walter Cronkite, Bob Schieffer, Dan Rather, and now me. There's only one conclusion you can draw. Americans love Texans.
Well, all the best. We're cheering for you, and we know that the people are in for a treat.
Well, thank you very much, Rich. It is a great privilege to be on this great radio station. Thank you so much.
And we feel privileged to have you on the station. Thank you.